So, Alice. Can we put our hands together? Alice has been a Christian for about 18 months. She was baptized about a year ago here, and this is the first time she's preached on a Sunday. So let's put our hands together and give her some encouragement right from the outset.
Thanks. I don't need that. Hello. Brilliant. Thank you. Right. Okay. Good morning. As Stephen just said, for those of you who haven't met me, I'm Alice. I'm currently studying my A-levels, which is great fun, and I've been at Bromham Baptist for about a year and a half now. So happy Mother's Day as well. I know it's been said a lot, or Mothering Sunday. To all the amazing mothers out there, I hope you've been spoiled sufficiently. I know my mum has, hopefully. But as a church, we've been focusing on peas recently, and this week also coincidentally fits into that, so that's quite good. And I want to focus on perfection, or rather our lack of it, but how that's actually okay anyway. And so if you wouldn't mind, with the people around you, say hello if you've not met them before. I'm sure they're lovely. I want you to consider three questions. Yeah. I've got three questions for you all to chat about, which are, who's your favourite sports person? Are they the best at that sport? And could they be any better? So, yes, off you go. So who's your favourite sports person? Are they the best at what they do? And could they be any better? Okay. Hello. Sorry. Back to me. No. Hello. Yeah. I'm trying. Finally, I will come back to that. There is a bit of a relevance to it. Just thought it'd be interesting, make some friends. But an interesting philosophical question from my perspective would be, will people stop getting faster at what they do or better? Like, will there be a fastest ever 100 metres ran? Quite interesting. So yeah, I will come back to that later. It is relevant. And so for those of you who haven't met me anyway, or had anything longer than a 5-minute conversation with me, I swim. I say that because if you have spoken to me for anything longer than that, you probably will already know that. And when you first start swimming, it's great. Like, you're all fired up, motivated. The 6 a.m. starts are mostly worth it. You're getting stronger and faster. You're dropping seconds by the second. But after a while, it can be a bit of a drag. Suddenly the 6 a.m. starts are a lot worse. And getting faster is actually a lot more work. And no matter how hard you try, there's going to be someone that's faster than you. It sucks. But it's at that point that you have to make a decision. When the motivation wears off and things start to become a bit more difficult, you have a choice. Do you give up and never actually get any better? Or do you keep working to get better, even if it's not perfect? And as people, we're very far away from being perfect. And to be fair, no matter how hard we try, we're never going to get there. And going back to my question earlier, it was relevant, about your favourite sports person. Just like there will technically have to be a fastest ever person, there is a perfect person. His name is Jesus. Right. And through him, we have been made perfect. Yeah. When God looks at us, he sees us without sin. In Hebrews 10:14, which is the verse I kind of picked up on, was, for by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hallelujah. And what this means is that all our sins have already been forgiven, past, present, and future. Right. And if that's not something to celebrate, I don't know quite what is. But as this happens, when we accept Jesus into our hearts, when we do this, we're made perfect in God's eyes. So technically, perfection isn't about being perfect. It's about faith. Mm. Having faith in Jesus is what makes us perfect. Yeah. And the amazing thing is, it gets even better, is that God is still doing work in us. which you can see if you have a quick look at the second part of the verse, is that we are still being made holy. When we let God work in us, whether that be through scripture, prayer, or listening to him when we're making decisions, or give direct guidance onto our choices, we are being made holy, growing closer to God. Yeah. Our faith in God's promises means that we're moving away from this sinfulness and into God's presence when we allow him to work in our hearts. Mm. So my mum's a primary school teacher. I think she teaches year five. And she has a quote up in her classroom which says, it's okay to fail, it's not okay not to try, which I think is quite cute. Yeah. But this message actually is applicable to our faith as well. Yeah. It's okay that we're not perfect, but we have to let God in anyway, especially when we feel like we're falling short. Because despite all our flaws, God loves us anyway. And, you know, in fact, he loved us so much that he sent down his son. He gave up his son for our sin, which is just brilliant. Yeah. Thus, the appropriate response is to admit our flaws and imperfections to God, putting our faith in Jesus and let him work in our lives. I found this quote, I thought it was quite cool. But faith is the cry of the weak in need of a saviour. And faith is what makes us perfect in God's eyes. The King has forgiven you, and you are perfect.
Yeah, amen.